The media basically is the mirror of society. You reflect what it is that is important for our nation. And therefore, the fact that these matters are what dominates our headlines and our discussion programs shows that this nation is united at this point in the effort to rescue our country and to rescue future generations and to preserve our country. It is also important because when governments, and I mean governments since the Fourth Republic, take decisions that are seemingly drastic, but which are important for preserving our lives, oftentimes it is the media that comes at government and says, oh, but these people will lose their livelihoods. Now, even though there are a few people, and we are not unanimous on the numbers, whatever the numbers are, it is very clear that the people who benefit from Galamsey are in the tiniest minority in our country. If we are to put our population at 27 million, it is very clear that we cannot sacrifice the lives of 24 million people for 3 million people. And so this time the media is not saying that people will lose their livelihood, so let's not clamp down on Galamsey. Which means that now this government really has no excuse not to do the right thing to stamp out this menace that threatens our future. Whatever it is that we ought to do as government to ensure that this campaign goes all the way to its logical conclusion that it goes. Because it is not as if previous governments haven't tackled the matter, but we always do so on a piecemeal basis. When we go into the areas, we seize their equipment and then we get out. Then they go and buy new equipment and they go in there. I'm not sure that this is the way that this government intends to handle the matter. We'll unveil to the Ghanaian people a comprehensive plan that this time will go into the areas, stop the matter, and make sure that it is really stopped for good.
The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Peter Amewu, said there'll be more advocacy to fight illegal mining.
This issue of illicit mining is a national issue, receiving global attention from every single person. There are few hands working there. 70,000, 80,000, maximum 1 million. Compared to a population of 28, 27 million, we cannot allow this to continue. The detail is that if you go down to the Benatip, the operational elements, most of them are foreigners. Mali, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Senegal, name them. Our own citizens are not involved. The source of funding has been said by one of the speakers here. It's very critical. Where are they getting the money from? Small-scale mining is a preserve of Ghanaians, and this has been going on since the early 80s and 90s. We have not seen the extent of applications of earth-moving equipment that we are seeing today. 60% of the earth-moving equipment that are brought to Ghana do not find themselves working on the road. They are up there deep in the forest, cutting down the trees, digging down the water bodies, and prepared to support. The president has already constituted a six-member ministerial committee to work towards it. And policies, implementations will unfold as you continue to do your advocacy.
The Director General of GBC, Dr. Kwame Akufo-Addo Ntou, said the Galamsey menace should be used as an entry point to fight other activities that affect water bodies.
Has to use the Galamsey question as an entry point to explore larger questions of access to resource, who determines this resource, who determines the beneficiary, who has a moral responsibility to ensure that renewable resources are what they are renewed. And once we begin to look at it that way, then questions about waste recycle, plastic recycle, how people are polluting, you know, our rivers through fishing. The larger question moving from here is not just the Galamsey, but also how, as a people, we have lost the balance between ethics and the market. I think all this points to the fact that we have lost our sense of balance, and that is how to ensure that the environment is not degraded. So on behalf of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, I can assure you that we are going to unleash all the efforts and all the arsenal that we have to ensure that this matter is not swept under the carpet.
Minister of Water Resources and Sanitation Kofi Adah said his ministry is ready to support the campaign against illegal mining in order to save water resources in the country.
We all say water is life. Without water, we cannot live for more than 24 hours. And we know what that would happen to us if we allow Galamsey to continue the way it is going in this country. For us all to be here in this room, we are prepared from the Water Resources Ministry to ensure that we excavate the areas where we're taking the water from to supply to communities through the Ghana Water Company's efforts. We should not be saying that we can import water. As I said, water's life. Don't expect any country to give you their life. If it's life in Ghana, no country would export water to us. We are blessed by God to have the water in abundance in Ghana. We are now destroying it through our responsibility. Responsible mining, responsible planting of the cocoa and harvesting of it and marketing it, giving us the resources we need to build our country, for us to have prosperity, is what we're here for. I'm here, not Galamse in terms of gold mining, but also our farming along the riverbeds. We have the salt mining that was raised by one of the contributors. After this exercise of getting the Galamse out of the gold mining areas, I think we should look beyond that. So it's an exercise that would go perhaps more than a year, but that comes from us, from our attitudinal change that we need to cultivate and ensure that we all jump on the bandwagon and do what is right, what is responsible for our nation. We pledge to support you in whatever way we can for us to carry this message forward.
The general manager of the Graphic Communications Group in charge of newspapers, Yaobuedua Yeboafu, said irrespective of the authority behind the Galamse operators, the media must use its tools to fight people indulging in these illegal activities.
It is painful. And it's even more painful when people say that it is a livelihood. And I can tell you that doing Galamse is no different from armed robbers. And if we are willing to fight armed robbers, then we should not tolerate people who engage in Galamse as no nothing at all. Because at the end of the day, if we're not very careful, we are destroying the whole heritage. It is not just about livelihood. This is a time that we need to stop them. The failure of the Ghanaian media most of the time has been that we touch here, we touch there, we touch there, and we fall back. This is something that we should not touch, and get away. This is something that we should touch and hold, and hold and hold and hold until we see that we are making the rightful impact. For this, we assure you, we assure the people in government that anybody in government, because the statement out there is that there are powerful people behind them. Going to it, they are politicians, they are traditional leaders, they are business people and all that. We are saying, we assure you that we will fight the people engaged in Galamse. No matter what height they climb, we will overclimb them because we know that we have freedom of expression. And we use that freedom to protect the interests of this country.
You heard